Good morning, lovely people. This is your host Anubis, and this is your favorite show, the Read Along Witchcraft Show. So today we're going to talk from a book, we're going to read and discuss, as previous episodes, from a book that became one of my favorite books for now, about when it comes to protection magic and guarding yourself against negativity, against all this bad juju. This book is called Protection and Reversal Magic, Witch's Defense Manual. It's by Jason Miller. I'm sorry if I butchered the name. I'm not American, so I get a little bit confusing when it comes to American names, if I can say so myself. So, Jason established that attacks or the things that we need to defend ourselves from are four types, or can come from one of four sources, as he says. So we're going to read now those things. This is chapter one, recognizing attack. So he says that we can come across attacks from one of the four sources. One, offended spirits acting in repetition for offensive actions. Two, people stumbling unprepared into places of power and being negatively affected by their audience. Three, missteps or broken vows in our cult practice. Four, attacks from other practitioners. And he goes along with explaining each of one of them. This is going to be a long episode if I started to read every one of them. So let's just discuss that briefly together. So he says that offended spirits, it's known when you do something willingly or unwillingly that offends a spirit, the spirit is going to attack back. Probably mostly is going to attack back. So try to be well educated when you deal with spirits, what and what not to do. If you want an episode on that, you can highly DM me on my Amino page or in here, send a voice message, as you guys always do. I don't mind reading into anything related to witchcraft or hoodoo, voodoo, metaphysical things. This is my favorite topic. Anyway, stop rambling. So, two, people stumbling unprepared into places of power and being negatively affected. So this can be well demonstrated when it comes to people that go without any education, and it pisses me off, guys. It pisses me off. Oh my God. When people decide to go to a graveyard without any preparation, without any offering, without any respect for the deceased and for the spirits there, and they just take graveyard dirt and leave. Oh my God, you don't know how risky this is. Not because, and they hex people. This is a huge rambling, but they hex people with graveyards, dirt that they don't know the limits of their powers. They don't realize that this is a huge deal in hoodoo, and it's not easy, so don't do that. So I think what the author means, it means people stumbling unprepared into places of power. He means when you go into a graveyard without putting into consideration that this is a risky behavior and this is a risky place. Hoodoo practitioners insist and always tell others and advise others to not go into a graveyard without knowing what the hell you're doing. It's so simple. Just don't do it, guys. So, I think unprepared into places of power. Places of power can also be place of God, like a church, like a mosque, like anything that has religion aspect of it, like a temple or something. So this is a places of power. Number three is missteps or broken vows. So this is important, but not all the people follow it. Some people do that. If you decided that you did a deal with a spirit, excuse me, anywhere like, spirit, I will donate X amount of money towards some organization if you help me in X matter, I will do that. So the spirit may like the idea that you're giving back and will help you in this matter. What some people, that ignorant people do, is that they don't complete the agreement. They don't do their part of the agreement. So this pisses the spirits off, and it makes total sense. You are not fully committed to what you said you're going to do, especially if you are the one who put it the terms. You are the one who said, spirits, I'm going to do X if you did Y. So this is not good. I think this was what the author meant. Number four, it's self-explanatory, attacks from other practitioners. If I have a practitioner in my neighborhood and we had a fuss or we had a drama, she or he or they are going to cast hex on me. This is considered an attack. So, he goes on with explaining each one of them, but I don't think we need to do that. I generally try in my episodes to give you a capsule, because you are going to lose focus if I kept rambling on and on and on. Let's be honest. So, these are the types of attacks. I wanted to talk to you about a specific thing. Okay, this is important. So, when do I know that I got an attack? Because not every time something bad happens for me, I go like, oh my God, I am cursed, or I have an attack, or there's a spirit that's going after me. Because this types of attacks or sources of attacks is a huge deal. So the author says, symptoms of attack, and I'm going to quote here. When it does happen, a spiritual attack can manifest its symptoms into numerous ways and varying in strength. I divided symptoms into three basic categories. One, external conditions. Two, mental conditions. Three, physical conditions. So the author says that it can be a lot of symptoms, and the symptoms are not in the same strength. And he divided the symptoms into three categories, external and mental and physical. So, let's read a part from each one. Okay. External conditions, and I'm quoting again, attacks of this nature affect the probabilities of events or luck in a person's life, creating what's known as quote-unquote crossed conditions. This often starts by a mild feeling of being out of step with time, as if you can no longer manage to be in the right place at the right time. No matter what you do, you find that you cannot seem to get anywhere on time. This is such an important part, guys. So let's focus. This can be accumulated, by patterns of bad luck and of everything you touch going wrong. Not just one fender bender in your car, but several in the space of a few days. So he says that this means that external conditions means, let's recap quickly, it is probabilities of events, a lot of events that is mislucked. You are losing the track of time. You are losing the ability of being in the right place, in the right time. You cannot seem to manage yourself. And this is not on a course of one day, it's a couple of days, a few days. And he says also, quote unquote, things breaking apart in your hands or falling when you try to grab them are common symptoms as well. People don't seem to have any patience with you, unexpected bills start piling up, and you can't seem to hang on to money. Left alone, things get worse. You lose your job, your lover leaves you, you wreck the car, you're blamed for something you didn't do, and perhaps even wind up in jail, or worse, the possibilities of what can happen are limited only by the power of the person or power launch the attacks and how long you let it go on. So, end of quote. So, this is so important. I don't want anyone to text me and tell me, oh, Anubis, I have broke a glass and I feel like I have been cursed. No, honey. No, 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 no. This author, and this is so important, and this book is devoted for protection, so he knows what he's saying. You need to have a horrible, a lot of events for a period of time. And if you didn't do anything to strike back or defense yourself, it's going to keep continuing. So this is so important, guys. Oh my God. So next thing, mental condition. Okay? So I want to read from you a part that he's not rambling in. Okay. Quote unquote, most magical and psyche attacks manifest mental symptoms in their targets. I mentioned previously the feeling of being out of step of time, as he said in the above article, as being a precursor, I'm sorry, to crossed conditions. There are other more serious mental symptoms that can arise as well. Some attacks, such as telepathical or hypnotical attacks may have only mental effects. So, but at getting you to do or not to do certain things against your better judgment also have primarily mental effect. The fact that the symptoms are mental does not mean that they are any less damaged or magical. By far the most common mental symptom is a feeling of despair, oppression, anxiety, and fear without any identifiable cause. Inexplicable confusion or moments where you cannot focus are common. Terrible dreams are also a sign of attack. In some cases where a spirit or an artificial element is the agent of attack, the target may feel that he is constantly being followed. He may hear voices when he's alone, see shadows, an outline of things that aren't there, even smell, scents that have no source. So, end of quote. So as we can see here, because this is a long episode, as we can see here, he has identified the mental as also feeling that something is out of place, feeling oppression, anxiety, fear without any acknowledgeable cause, or despair, feeling depressed without any reason. This is an attack. Let me read along. Okay, he also says that caution, we need to focus on this. People, and I quote, many of the mental signs of attack listed previously are also symptoms of mental nausea. I want to make it very clear that people struggling with depression, schizophrenia, anxiety, ADD, or any psychological problem should not substitute the magical defense in this book for regular therapy and psychological treatment. If you are a person who's clinically diagnosed with a mental disease, that doesn't make you in a mental attack. I'm just saying that because the author wrote it in all caps. So the last thing, because this episode is so long, guys, but you deserve this for me. You deserve a long episode because I love this book so much. So the last thing is physical conditions, which I'm going to say my opinion in it. Is really common in the movies, in horror movies. We found the victim bruised, we found the victim has some scratches, but it's not like that. This is all buffling and huffling for dramatic purposes. So, he says, there are, and I quote, there can also be physical symptoms associated with an attack. Headache are a common early warning. Headache were the skull feels scratched too thin over the skull are particularly identifications of an attack. Sometimes when we lie down to sleep, these eggs will gather to one side of the head, indicating the direction from which the attack is coming. After headaches, fatigue will be the next most common indication. This particularly true in cases of parasitic or vampiric attacks. I don't know what this means. Okay, so fatigue is the most common. Okay, so as we said in this episode, we discussed about types of attacks, sources of attacks, and type of attacks and how the conditions of them. In the next episode, we shall talk about other ways of how to protect ourselves from attacks. I love you guys so much. I know this was a long episode, but you guys deserve that from me. And I hope that you are having a good day, a blessed day, and a day not full with anyone attacking you. And this was Anubis with you. And this was the Read-Along Witchcraft Show. I love you guys to death. Mwah. See you soon, guys. Be blessed.